K-State Nation, y'all know what time it is. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer, what's up here on this winning, another upset winning edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. First time on this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this episode. Again, first time, some of mine giving us a listen, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Audioboom. Whatever you, hang on a second. Okay, I'll have to read that later. But anyways, iTunes, Spotify, wherever it's a podcast there, Podbean app. You're gonna have fresh content coming out later on today. Greer 3. Oh, that reminds me. I gotta talk with Alex. Greer 3 out. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. Oh my goodness. GRIER number 3 EDDID podcast. Once again, that is GR. IER number 3, EDDID, Podcast Podcast, for more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats. And oh boy, Morgan Freeman Arena hopping last night yet again. And I'm going to tell you right now, K-State Women's Volleyball is on fire right now, taking down Baylor last night, 3-1, upset city yet again. As, I said it after kind of during, you know, going back to the road trip, because they had Baylor first on that five-game road trip, missed opportunities and all that other stuff. But I told you on that kind of rush recording last night of the Big 12 scoreboard this week, which that'll come out probably between today and tomorrow sometimes. We'll be on the lookout for that. I had a good feeling about it going in there. And sure enough, K-State delivered. And right now, they are hot right now. After sweeping 20th-ranked Colorado over the weekend, turn around, come back, beat 21-ranked Baylor last night, 3-1, and that's good. And tack on another asterisk to the resume here. K-State recorded their first home victory over Baylor. You got to go way back a little bit, 2016, since they last beat Baylor at home back in Manhattan, Kansas. There, so. Kansas State right now, and again, this is after that Carl upset over the weekend. They received votes for the top 25 ABCA poll. That's been a while since they've gotten that. gotten that there as well. So, second straight time in a matter of 4 days, K-State's beating the top 25 opponent. They're now 4-4 this season by itself when playing 25 ranked teams. Where a team is ranked inside the top 25 or more. That's freaking impressive, man. That's freaking impressive right now. And K-State, they are rolling right now. And, KU might be in trouble. They might be in trouble over the weekend, of course. That match already sold out. Saturday, I might be curious to check that out later on. If I can remember. But anyways, yes, so back to last night's big win. Again, K-State 3, Baylor 1. K-State beating Baylor in 4 sets. So the tides turn against them, because Baylor beat us 3-1, and now we turn the tides on them there as well. K-State now becomes one of just 4 Big 12 teams this season to record 4 or more victories over top 25 opponents. Arizona State. Hold on a second. Wait. Okay, so Arizona State has 7 of them, TCU 6, and this is interesting because 2 of these on the list are ranked opponents, TCU, KU, obviously the opponent, doing some foul showdown on Saturday afternoon there as well, and also K-State, this victory snapped a 7-match home skid against Baylor again since almost my birthday, a day after my birthday, October 29th, 2026. There as well, the Wildcats held Baylor under 200 team hitting percentage there. Simone Sims. Enough's been, I think Simone Sims, very underrated. Every time I read or watch, have time to watch a match or read up on these post recaps here, or watch a little bit highlights here and there, Simone Sims' name comes up. Simone Sims, probably underrated. Again, for those that don't know, Simone Sims from Frisco, Texas, 19 digs last night on the back line. 15th match leading in that category. Jordan Williams came up big last night as well. 7 blocks last night for Jordan Williams. Brandon Schmidt, 5. And on, if you've been every day of this podcast, you know the big three. Myers, Shaylee Myers, Anaya Clinton, and Ava Grand. If usually K-State wins, you don't have a lot, all of them. But, hey, it's very, very nice. Again, Simone Sims usually comes up in the mix. Jordan Williams, you get Brent Schmidt in the mix. We haven't said a whole lot about Brent Schmidt this year on the show. But you're getting outside help. Also, outside of the big three from any other these ladies, too. And, of course, you got the young cats as well that stepped up the other day in place of Anaya Clinton, Reagan Fox of the world, and so forth. Like that. I said it. Yeah, this team, y'all gonna be in trouble. Y'all gonna be in trouble. And this was an opportunity, I think for this team to glisten up that resume even more, because this is the 4th win to the top 25 point. You got a chance to make it 5 on Saturday. You're talking about, and I know. It's probably going back to a couple years ago when we missed out, when we should have made an NCAA tournament, then we didn't. So, again, it's an opportunity right there in front of you there as well. And, of course, speaking of the big three, we haven't even said the big three yet. And we're, what, almost 7 minutes into the podcast. This is the Pro Parts Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, Kansas State, takes down 21st-ranked Baylor. K-State 3, Baylor 1, Shaylee Myers, 21 kills. That was a team high there. 13 digs. Another double-double for her. Anaya Clinton, 15 matches this year in double figures there with 14 kills. The other third of that big three, Ava LeGrand, 43 assists last night. And to go along with a hitting percentage of .235 there, 16 digs last night. And for Baylor, ooh, goodness gracious. Of course, why are you going to throw a hard name out here? And then we're going to keep it short here. Baylor last night. Kenza R. She came in here in the Manhattan last night as the Rookie of the Week award. Led all players with 23 kills. But the important part, we took Baylor down last night. 3-1 last night. 21st ranked Baylor. 3-1. Jason Mansfield, right? We'll get for him right now. And we're going to stick with that theme of finally getting Baylor since 2016. At home, that's crazy. Great first win over Baylor since 2016. Crazy. But Jason Mansfield, after that, getting this achievement here, quote, it means a lot. Baylor is a phenomenal program that's in the top 25 every year. For us, we just believe that we can compete with anyone. I think that the way we won this match says a lot about who we are and how we play. I love that I went into the locker room and they're not spraying me with water bottles because we feel like we should win matches like this. To have this program get it to a place like that is pretty special, where they believe that we should be really good teams in Morgan Freeman Arena. So, yeah, I'm really proud of them, end quote. Yeah, man, so I think it's to the point now. I think we win this ball game. And so, yeah, man, it's great, man. Something positive, right? And I said it even before K-State football was struggling, right? If you want to go watch something positive, go out. You're in Manhattan. Go out there and watch the volleyball team. Go out there and watch the soccer team, right? They've been putting it down. Obviously, you know, soccer team, unfortunately, just missed out on a Big 12 tournament berth there. But so much to be proud of. And, again, 4 matches left for volleyball in the regular season. Now, again, I'm not sure they're going to have a Big 12 tournament or not. Usually, they go straight on in to the NCAAs. Excuse me. My goodness. So, yeah, man. This is exciting, man. This is really, really exciting. And right now, K-State Women's Volleyball, K-State Nation, is on a freaking heater right now. Let's go! I don't know. I don't know why I'm so hyped up. Because I've ran for the first time since Saturday or what. But man, I'm just so excited for Jason Mansfield and this team. Once again, I better. My phone's going off right now. I'm gonna turn that off for just a minute. But yeah, man. So yeah, the other night you had Myers and LeGrand achieve their 100 points in an upset win sweep over 20th ranked Colorado at the time. And now you turn around Wednesday night and beat 21st ranked Baylor. And now you have a chance to sweep KU. Woo! So right now, it's big time momentum right now for KU Women's Volleyball. And we're thankful to be a part of this ride here on our Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. So K-State with another big time win, another upset win at home at the morgue. 21st ranked Baylor, 1. So really we should have swept them, but hey, we got to get back. And now, the icing on the cake to this homestand, can you take down Kate? It's going to be tough, but right now, we got all the mojo right now. And like I said, against K-State volleyball team and clicking on all cylinders is going to be super dangerous. And KU, you better watch out. So that's Saturday, 1 o'clock. It's already been sold out. And a good touch right now, and I would imagine that place. Now I said it, we beat Baylor. Ooh, that atmosphere is gonna be wilding out, boy. I tell you. So, but anyways, yeah, big win last night, another one. And oh, by the way, I haven't even said the records yet. K-State after this win now 15-7, 8-6 in the Big 12 play, and then Baylor drops to 14-9. 9-6 in Big 12 play. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast from Free and Bible daily, or just record Kansas State content. Again, appreciate y'all for stopping by and giving us a listen here on this Thursday, November 13th, 2025. I didn't even say the date either. I went straight on into it. But anyways, thank you so much again. You might want to hop on this train right now. Because women's volleyball rocking and rolling, men's women's basketball. As we're recording this, they're gonna be doing their rocking out their doubleheader today, starting at 4. Again, we do postcast recaps after every try. Do this after every K-State event on this podcast. That's why, hey, all things K-State sports, right? Not just football, not just men's basketball, right? So there is that as well. Okay, and of course, Podbean app. Greer 380s podcast, GRIER number 3, EDDID, about this podcast. Again, that's GRIER number 3, EDDID, about this podcast for more content of your cats. We got fresh content by the end of the evening, so I recorded it last night, so I got that for you, and we'll have the return of Alex Aiden next week on the show. And of course, make sure you tell a fellow big time K-State fan about this podcast, boy. Because I know K-State football has been disappointing. We established that, and we'll establish that some more as they have 3 games left this season. Again, K-State football Saturday in Stillwater against Oklahoma State. And volleyball team, kind of in the middle of that, we'll be taking on, oh gosh, KK, 13th ranked KU on Saturday at 1 at the morgue. Oh, that atmosphere is going to be rocking. It's going to be rocking and rocking, baby. And anxious to see how that's going to play out there as well. And of course, women's basketball continue their week there as well. And I think that covers it there as well as we continue to move on here as we approach Friday here, folks, for all of K-State Nation. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. It is Kansas State Women's Volleyball 3, 21st ranked Baylor 1. This has been another edition, winning edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.